Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Faceted Gems, I am your host, Diane Murray Ward. Faceted Gems, give thanks for our blessings, enjoy life and loved ones now, mentor when you can, and silence allows us to hear the inner voice and concentrate on the good. Welcome to another episode of Faceted Gems. We're on Neil Blake Rainbow Soul. Thank you, Neil, again for allowing me to have this wonderful half-hour program that occurs every first Wednesday of the month between 8 and 8:30 p.m. We have several guests that have appeared. We've had several guests on this show, and we've been very blessed that they've been willing to share their ideas, their thoughts, as they try and pursue more than one career because they're using the God-given talents and gifts that they have. And they're willing to share those gifts and talents. And they've also realized that sometimes they have to hone those skills and talents so that they're marketable. And one of the things that we've talked about that has been a theme, a constant theme throughout, is going back to school, learning, doing one's research, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that this evening. In an earlier episode, we discussed one of the ways that we go about doing our research, and one of the things that we do is when we identify something that we want to do and we want to pursue, how do we obtain that? I mentioned that I write, and although I have authored some pieces, there's a couple of books I'd really like to get out. And what are the challenges that I have that I'll share with you? What are the steps that I've taken to try to find that to closer reality and fruition? And just briefly, I'll summarize what we spoke about. I talked about reading books and reading about authors and writers. And I've been fortunate enough to meet several wonderful writers who have even appeared on this program. Debbie Boswell is an example of someone who I met completely by chance. That's the grace of God working through us. And meeting her, and she's willing to mentor me and to help me obtain what she has, which is authorship. And she has now two books that have, thank God, been published. So reaching people, researching, meeting authors, being part of that that headset, that same mindset, getting to understand what their challenges were. And you don't feel that alone and that afraid when you have identified a group of people who are also going through the same challenges that you are. And give yourself self-assignments. I know I give myself assignments. I would enter contests. I would read blogs, develop a blog, keep a journal of my progress. And also, it takes a lot of work, a lot of really self-assessment, and it takes a lot of dedication. It is important that if you feel that strongly and that passion about something, that you work on it every day. I know when I was drawing, when I was doing my artwork, that was really a passion. And I still do some of my creative arts work in another venue. And it's very, very important and satisfying. Make sure that you find something that you're satisfied with so it doesn't appear to be work. It's not a job. It's something you love. And when you're passionate about something, I know I lose track of time. It's really true, that saying, you get into a zone. It's so true. You feel that you're in a zone. Look at the types of publishing that is available. You have a material, you have something that you want to write, that you want to get out there. I talked about researching the types of books and the types of materials that are available. There's so many wonderful resources available to all of us, and that's what we need to do. So as we do that, one of the things we need to do is continue to develop our strengths and seek mentors. And as we seek mentors, we find that there are so many people out there that are willing to help us. And by help us, I mean they're able to lend their knowledge, their skill, their experience, their good times, their bad times, and everything that has happened in between with us. And we learn so much from listening to others' stories. And some of those experiences are experiences we just simply have to do, have on our own. We have to experience them as well. But, you know, give yourself a timetable. Give yourself a chance to breathe. Go to the library. Meet people. Network. Do assignments. And when you find that you're doing this not alone, not in a vacuum, there are so many other people that can share their joy and their pain with you. So at the same time that you may have a project or a skill or something that you'd like to do, look at it in that vein. Be prepared. Focus. Research. Develop mentors if you can. Don't be afraid to say that you don't know how to do something. Develop network. Take some time away from it as well. It's very good to work on a project like yourself and have a role, have something that you'd like to attain to, and then move away from it. And come back with fresh eyes. There's nothing like it. You do feel refreshed when you've been able to move yourself away. And you don't know how much progress you're making until you remove yourself from it. So do your research. Meet people. At the same time, give yourself a break. I know for myself, I enjoy doing Tai Chi. And it was something that I did a while ago, left, and I came back. And it's important to do it the same time of day when at all possible. There's a continuity, there's a sameness, there's a oneness with that. And although I might be tired at the end of the day, I'll go and do Tai Chi and I'll feel reinvigorated. It's very relaxing. I look forward to it. And it's something that it gives me a lot of inner strength and peace. And so if you have something like that, I like to knit, I like to crochet, you might enjoy reading, you might enjoy bowling, it doesn't matter, but find that away space, that good time that you enjoy, that you have, that makes you feel like you've taken a breath. It's really very, very important. You're listening to Faceted Gems, Neil Blake Rainbow Soul. I'm your host, Diane Ward. Faceted Gems was developed so that people can try to actualize their skill sets. And many of us have skill sets. We have gifts. that we don't necessarily actualize in our job or in our present job. And we've had guests that have actualized 2 and 3 careers because they've been able to use those gifts and those strengths in other venues. Well, as we continue on our search, share your doubts. Share when you're stuck. It's not a loss of pride when you admit that you don't know how to do something. Just ask. We had a lady on that talked about how she didn't know how to make jars or how to get jars. And sure enough, she did some research and found someone who was an expert at jars. So, I mean, you know, you don't have to be expert at everything. We know we think we can be, but at some point, everyone has to learn what it is that you're seeking. So it's okay to seek expert advice. Keep a journal, a notebook, something that shows your progress. I like to date all my notes. And when I feel like I'm not making any headway, I go back and I look at that material and I say, you know what? I know I haven't been asleep. Maybe I'm not as patient with myself as I should be. That's not one of my strengths. I'll admit it. But, you know, when I go back and look at the research and work that I've done and the progress I've made steps towards actualizing that goal. And that's a good thing. It makes me feel recharged. It makes me feel reinvigorated. It makes me feel like I'm on the right path. It may not be as quickly as I want it to be, but still there's a path. There's a step. I'm making progress. And I don't know if that works for you, but I share this with you because it seems to work for me. At least I feel I'm getting closer to the actualization of that goal, of that desired object. And that's why it's important to keep a journal. Everything you do, every meeting you have, not saying you have to jot every word down, but the people that you meet for a reason. The books that you pick them up for a reason. The research that you're able to do is done for a reason. You're directed in a certain path because it was meant for you to either meet those individuals and or learn from those individuals or for them to learn from you. We learn from each other. We may not realize it necessarily at the time, but we really do. We learn from each other. Okay? It's very uplifting, I find, to look back at that notebook. And another thing, when I say look back on a notebook, I don't mean that you have to spend a whole lot of money on buying notebooks and fancy paper and all of that, okay? There are some craft stores that have some wonderful little notebooks that are very colorful and very nice, and I like to treat myself to one or two at a time. But I'll tell you a little trick. Oftentimes when the copier paper is going to be discarded because it came out skewed, it didn't come out right or whatever, I will take some of that paper, I will staple it, and guess what? I now have a notebook. It might be only one side I could use, but that's okay because it'll allow me to jot down my ideas at the moment. It'll allow me to recycle, trying to be green here, and also use that paper and that pen and that ink for at that moment I thought of something important. You're not going to always have your notebook available with you. Maybe some of you will. Maybe some of you have your laptop with you all the time. I don't. And just to be able to write down those notes, there are moments when we have epiphanies and you're not quite sure when they're going to occur, but they occur. So you have that piece of paper handy, that note available. And I just find that I always have to be around a piece of paper and a pen because I never know where I'm going to get that eureka moment. When I'm looking to write something and I have a script on something and I'm not quite sure how the dialogue should go or how a scene should be written or understood, all of a sudden it'll pop into my head and it, we could be talking about something completely different and finally it all comes together. I know that's how it is for writers. We never quite know when that moment is going to occur, and then boom, it's like right in front of you. It's right there, clear as day, what you needed to do. So I say that to those of you that are also looking on at this quest for developing your second career, your second love, to look at it in a way that you're open-ended and that you look at it as a way that you can experiment. And that's another thing I want to mention very briefly. Don't be afraid to change your focus or modify your thinking. Allow yourself to free think. Allow yourself to just breathe and think out loud and say, wow, if I wasn't doing this, what would I be doing? What could I do? What would I enjoy doing? It's okay for you to dream. You don't stop dreaming at a certain age. Just because you have a nice, sedentary, comfortable kind of job, perhaps, a safe job. I don't know how many of you heard Debbie Boswick, but she talked about how she was an accountant. Nice, safe job. We always need accountants. She didn't like it. She didn't enjoy it. Her family thought she was crazy when she decided to work on her arts and crafts and sell candles and try to hawk her book. Well, she's been all over the place. California, Florida, and back. A few awards. Completed a second book. Why? Because she believed in herself. She believed in the spirit within. And she didn't let people talk her out of it. Of course, there are a lot of naysayers, and that's one of the other things we talked about. People that are not necessarily going to be in your corner, and that's okay. And then we've had other guests that have had people in their corner that have been their troopers. They're really at their command post and ready with them. And so just be true to yourself. And, you know, there is no judgment here. There's no right. There's no wrong. Allow yourself to flow, to allow yourself to dream. Think outside of the box. Challenge yourself. Take a walk. Breathe. Refresh yourself. It's very, very important because in this life, it's our life. And you don't want to look back and say, woulda, coulda, shoulda. You want to say, I tried. That didn't work. And when something doesn't work, that doesn't mean you failed. It just means perhaps you've got to look at it another way or think of it in another way. Maybe challenge yourself a different way. But it doesn't mean that it's a failure. It just means you have to try another venue. That's all it means. Think positively. It's very important that you think positively. It's important that we continue to strive to do that. It's important for us to realize that once you're steadfast and you have that resolve, that you can achieve that. It's all right to be patient. It's all right to be honest. It's what we want to achieve. When I was working on having this, I was very pleased and happy to know that I was going to be given this opportunity. And I called upon Brian Snow to develop this theme song. And so I was very blessed to know that I could have this and be able to use this show as a forum and because it's used as a forum, we're able to get so much across to so many people and have them actualize their dreams. So it's very, very important that while we help each other and mentor each other and work with each other, that we're able to provide so much strength and so much joy to each other. It's very, very important that we're there for each other. And while we do that, not expecting anything, but just being able to help one another. And that's what's really most important, that we're able to help each other. And as we take these wonderful journeys, we're able to do that. So as we continue to explore and find our inner self, inner beauty, inner love, we're able to take others with us on that journey. And that journey is a wonderful journey. It's a journey that is exciting. It's challenging. Sometimes it's frightening. it requires hard work. And it doesn't happen by chance. And so just be patient and be honest with yourself and be prepared and enjoy the process. Enjoy the process of learning. Enjoy the process of exploring. And enjoy just getting to know yourself a little bit, because there's nothing wrong with that. And it's important that we continue to strive to learn and develop and grow. And while we do that, there's so many wonderful people we meet in the process. And as we meet them, we love them. And hopefully they learn from us as well. Yeah, it's an ongoing process. It's one that we really can't afford to lose out on. And in doing that, I hope that you enjoy as much of the discovery of finding out about careers and jobs and your inner strengths as I've been able to do. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. It's important that we continue to learn from each other, that once we feel that we've learned from each other, we can grow with each other, and growing with each other, we find that we're able to not only strengthen each other, but we strengthen those around us. People are so impressed when we can share those times that we have not necessarily achieved our goal right away. And there's no such thing as a failure, because we learn from these experiences. So imagine, dream, aspire, think positively. When you find a mentor, as you mentioned before, emulate the skills that that person has and that you aspire to achieve, because those are the kinds of things that you think will make your dream and what you're trying to do become real. And it's important to allow yourself to free think, to imagine, to grow. And it only happens by being prepared. It requires hard work, patience, and be honest. Is this what you want to achieve? Is this what you want to do? How do you go about doing that? Do your homework. Be proactive. And it's important to understand that it's not a chore. As you discover other people and you discover yourself, there's a wealth of information you're going to find out about yourself. While you're learning about others, you're going to learn a great deal about yourself. And that's a very positive way to look at life. We're supposed to get the most that we possibly can out of life. So think outside of the box. Challenge yourself. Imagine. Breathe. Keep your hobbies. Have a life. Have interests. of the people that we've spoken to through the years now, they've always had some other hobby or something that takes them away from the intensity of what they're trying to do, because you need to have a chance to move yourself away and come back and focus with fresh eyes. It's very, very important that we learn to love ourselves as we love others, and in that, it's very important to know that you're not alone. The same challenges that you experienced, other people experienced as well. And that's the community, and that's the love that we all share. And remember, you have several gifts. You're a faceted gem. You have more than one beautiful, wonderful gift within you. And sometimes they turn into careers and sometimes they don't. But it's a wonderful, wonderful journey to take. So don't be afraid of that journey. Don't be afraid of trying to find out the best you that they could possibly be. And sometimes that means two or three jobs. Remember, love everyone, empower, assist when you can, dream and believe in the positive energy within. That's what it means to be a faceted gem. We're all faceted gems. You've got to believe in yourself, believe in the fellowship and love that people have for each other, believe that we are going to help each other, and there's no such thing as a bad encounter when we can learn from it. We're here to learn from each other. We're here to teach each other. We're here to empower each other. We're here to strengthen each other. And I think it's important for us to realize that we can help each other. We can have that dialogue. And you're wonderful. You're marvelous. You're magnificent. You have to believe that. Believe in the strength and the power and the will that you have within you. You can do wonderful things. I'd like to end with my theme song, which was written by cellist Brian Snow. I wish everyone a happy and wonderful evening.